Pennsylvania. This is the common room. My Tim, they're not gonna work, bud. There's just one that works, and I think this is also not working.
Yeah.
So, oh, there we go. So, with the common room, kind of. Usually, it's me and my co-host, Evan. Evan has abandoned me tonight. And, ooh, that's okay. And so...
Is my mic on?
Yeah. Oh, Tim, come on.
Tim is here today.
Two things.
I haven't done this in like 2 years.
That's a good point. COVID really.
And I never really did this.
I'm just going to do that.
I've always been the third person.
But you're like talked.
A little bit.
Well, tonight, Tim, you're being promoted.
Nice.
Potentially solely for tonight.
Probably just for
the dynamic of the show doesn't really work with three people because you'd only have like one round of music.
I'll find some music tonight inspired by Katie's playlist.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's all 80s and 90s.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So we're the common room, minus Evan. I'm Martin. That's Tim, the guy breathing into the mic. Usually, how the show works is I play two songs and Evan plays two songs. Tim will be replacing Evan for tonight. Which means we actually might have a more... Oh, it's going to be the exact same music as Evan. Just, like, more well-known.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. Up first, though, is my two songs. One of them is modern, and the other is not. The first one is Josie by Steely Dan. Do you prefer Steely or Dan?
I don't know.
A joke works way better with Evan because he understands it.
Yeah, I think you've said it to him before.
Yeah, we said it to each other last show. Yeah,
I think you've told me
that
before. Okay, I don't understand it.
And then after that is Knee Socks by Arctic Monkeys. What?
Odd.
I like the song.
I don't know the song. It's the whole odd name of it.
That album, I don't know what it is, but the Arctic Monkeys album that has, like, Do You Want to Know on it, and some other songs, is actually quite good. I listened to it on a flight. You know how, like, there's music as well as videos and movies if on the long flights?
Yeah.
I was like, I've never actually listened to any of the music on a flight.
Either.
And it was bad quality, but, like, it put me to sleep.
Good.
Yeah. So, hopefully we'll get some better banter going in the future.
We will after this little round of music here.
Okay, but, sure. So, up first is Josie.
Thank you.
And you kiss him to cut through the gloom with a cough drop colored tongue. You are sitting in the corner with the coats all piled high when I thought you might be mine. In a small world on an exceptionally rainy Tuesday night, in the right place and time. My January blues. Yeah, you made it all right. I got a feeling I might have lit the very fumes that you were trying not to lie. You were a stranger in my phone book. I was acting like I knew, 'cause I had nothing to lose. The winter's in full swing and your dreams just aren't coming true. It ain't funny what y'all do.
Welcome back to the Common Room with me, Martin.
And me, Tim.
Yeah, all right. So that was Knee Socks by Arctic Monkeys. Surprised you don't know who they are.
I thought I did. Maybe I do, and I just don't know.
I'm sure you do, probably for like Fluorescent Adolescent and potentially 505, and definitely Do You Wanna Know.
All right.
Because that's like their big one.
I might know them. I might.
Okay. So up next is Tim's two songs.
We have Black Betty by Ram Jam and Wind of Change by Scorpions, which is a song I started listening to this summer by the pool. My brother and dad really like it, and they introduced me to it.
Scorpions made there's one song that they have that, like, the beginning riff or whatever is really well known. I think it was Scorpions, at least. Unless I'm...
Rock You Like a Hurricane?
It might be that. Or I might just be thinking of a different band and song. But I shall check by seeing what the, I'm an idiot. See, Evan would be annoyed at me right now. Because yes. He wants stuff to remain a mystery. which is stupid.
What do you mean? He doesn't...
Like, he'll ask a question, and we'll be like, I don't know. Oh, No One Like You. That's the song. It's like a man, the album is a man in, like, bandages. I think he's shattering a window.
Oh, okay, I see it, yeah.
Yeah. That is a well-known, like, 80s song.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know it?
I don't know.
We'll definitely play it if it's not explicit. But first, we have Black Betty. I'm having a stroke, Tim.
You're having a rough day.
I'm having a very rough day. I need food, and I need to do this essay.
You'll do it tomorrow. You'll be fine.
I'll just do it tonight. So, Black Betty, great song that I think Evan doesn't like.
Probably not. He hates all my music.
Yeah, but like this, you're playing like old.
Yeah, it's old music, but it's popular old music.
That's a good point. He
likes underground stuff.
Yeah.
The first albums, the throwaways.
The bad albums.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's a Black Betty then. Thank you.
Squad down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. That we could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Welcome back. What?
I don't know.
God damn it.
Pause. I'm not good at this. We need Evan here.
It would be fine. You just gotta, like, talk.
What about, Martin? What do you got? What's on your mind?
You banter back and forth. You discuss the songs. I don't know.
You discuss the song. I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right.
Martin's in here doing work in the breaks.
Yeah.
Or pretending to do work.
I mean, I've opened 8 tabs. I think that's a lot of work.
That's work.
I think my computer hates me. I think I have 800 tabs open right now across like 5 windows.
My computer gets very hot very quickly.
Yeah. It's surprisingly cold right now.
Usually it's warm like right there in the middle of the keyboard towards the screen.
Yeah, it's a bit warm actually.
Yeah.
It is a bit warm.
That's the spot.
All right. Up next are 2 songs by the Black Keys, a band that I heard on the radio all the time, but I didn't actually listen to until Evan was like, hey, this is a good song by them. And now I'm queuing it up.
I don't know if I know the band.
You 100% have heard at least the second song.
Gotcha. There's a lot of songs like that that I don't know that I know. Don't know the artists or
interesting
names. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's hard to remember everything.
Yeah.
And also, you probably just haven't.
It's probably been 15 years since I heard some of the songs, or 10 years, or...
Or you just never knew the name or the band, but you've heard the song over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, for the longest time, I did not realize Mr. Brightside was by The Killers.
Yeah, I didn't probably know that until 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good talk. All right. Well, okay. Well,
when you say that...
It's like a chuckle, you know?
Ha-ha. There you go. There's my chuckle.
This falls apart without Evan.
It's falling apart.
I need his, like, dry and somewhat mean banter.
He's very mean, and that's what keeps it going.
Yeah.
I'll try to be mean.
Please don't. up next is Little Black Submarines by the Black Keys, which is the song Evan played, and I was like, oh, cool song. And then it's Gold on the Ceiling, which I guarantee you know. Because it's always on the radio.
We'll see. I probably do.
So, here's Little Black Submarines.
Little black submarines, operator, please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows.
we are back.
Yes, we are. I was thinking during the break about Matt. One time Matt came to the show. The four of us
were here. Me and Evan always think about that, like, every time we're here.
Yeah. I sat in that chair in that corner. Matt sat right there.
Yeah, freshman year, Matt was our RA, and he came and appeared on our show freshman year, and it was fantastic.
He was a fantastic RA.
He's a fantastic man. He was. He's still alive. Is.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I know that, but he's moved on, he's graduated.
He has.
Has anyone talked to him?
I saw him, like, once last semester. Yeah, and then never saw him again.
Oh, that one day where you saw him.
And then you saw him.
And then I saw him, and we didn't see each other.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. Has anyone talked to him since? I know what he's doing, where he is.
Not a clue. He's probably in the United States.
Okay, well, where did he live? Do you remember?
No.
He was close by. I think Evan said he would come visit us once, when we're 21 maybe or something, or I don't know.
I don't know. We'll find out. When are you 21? You're 21 June. Soon. Oh, hell, never
mind. Yeah, I'm young. I'm really, really young.
Yeah. Well, senior year, though. I'll have, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back where... Oh, maybe I won't be back.
Back where? What?
I was going to say I'll be back in the UK where it's 18.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe I won't be back.
Staying with your sister?
Depending on, like, internships.
Oh, true.
I got to find an internship somewhere.
I'm starting that as well.
It's not going well.
It's a scary process.
It's not going well.
Yeah, mine's not going well either.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I don't think it goes well for anyone.
No.
But then, I don't know. It's strange.
I'll figure it out. This got depressing
this
real quick.
This essay is destroying my mood. And then we're eating at Oppo after this.
I gotta check the menu.
Oh my god. We just got back from break. And, I mean, it wasn't like it today outside. It was like gray and dreary. Just everyone I've seen has already said that, like, they need the weekend to come. And it's the first day of the weekend. It's a Wednesday. So, like, tomorrow's Thursday. Usually Thursday, like, is like, okay, I hate today, but tomorrow's Friday.
Maybe it'll catch up to us eventually. Maybe by this Friday, we won't be so drained out like we usually are.
I think I just gotta get past this 5-page essay.
Yeah, I gotta get past my exam and quiz tomorrow.
What's the exam on?
Physics.
Oh, God.
Yeah, RC circuits and...
Those were actually kind of fun, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. I think I'll be fine.
Yeah. What's the quiz?
Finance.
Yeah, I knew that one was coming.
Adjustments.
Adjustments are fine once you, like, figure it out.
I thought I was good at them, but I don't think...
Knowing the name of all four, you just gotta, like, literally just study them.
Deferred and accrued, expenses and revenues.
Well, no, but that... Yeah, but which one is which?
I think I knew it when I took the exam. I don't know if I know it now.
Oh, interesting.
It's been a week.
This semester is so much further than I think.
Like, further through?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're halfway done.
It's
13th?
It's worryingly far through.
Yeah, we're about halfway done. Maybe next week we're halfway done.
Yeah, like, I thought we were still in the second week.
That's good, right?
I guess, yeah.
We're almost home. Almost winter break.
Oh, God.
Almost time to spend all the money on other people.
Yeah, today's just been a bad day.
It's been okay for me.
When you called me, I was like, okay, all right, get out of bed. And then my back hurt, and I was like, okay, get out of bed.
That was a rough call.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right.
Our next two songs are... Well,
yours.
They were going to be both by Styx, but one
got
shot down.
Yeah, but Come Sail Away is so overplayed. Okay.
So we have Babe by Styx, and then
I haven't heard before, actually.
You haven't?
No.
Really?
No. Styx, I only know Renegade, Come Sail Away, and probably one other.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. And then Message in a Bottle by The Police.
Now, that's a overplayed song, but a fantastic
song. It's a
very
good song. I like it a lot.
So here is Babe. Thank you.
time is drawing near. My train is going, I see it in your eyes, the love, the need, your tears. But I'll be lonely without you, and I'll need your love to see me through. So please believe me, my heart is in your hand, and I'll be missing you. 'Cause you know it's you, babe. Whenever I get weary and I've had enough, feel like giving up, you know it's you, babe, giving me the courage and the strength I need. Please believe that it's true, babe, I love you.
It's a very long outro to a song.
It is. How long is the song in total?
It's 4:50.
It's not too long.
It's not a long song. It's just the outro is like 20 seconds.
And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Just Dance by David Bowie is another song where the outro, on like the proper length song, the outro is like 2 minutes, and it's the same thing over and over again.
It's the whole song length of time.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I have one. I don't know the name of it in my phone. It's like 8 minutes long, but the intro is like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, no.
It's too much.
Any song over like 6 minutes, or maybe 7 depending on the song, is too long.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Up next is probably the last two songs, and then we will maybe speak. Yeah, maybe we'll speak. They are both The Killers. First up is Change Your Mind. And then it's For Reasons Unknown. You must know.
I probably know them. Not by name, but we'll see.
Change Your Mind, you definitely know. For Reasons Unknown, you should probably know.
Okay. I don't really know The Killers that well, other than their popular songs.
They do have, like, you know, Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, of course.
I think the entire world knows that song by now.
Everyone knows that song.
That song failed the multiple times it was released.
Really?
Yeah. It took like a decade after its release for people to be like, oh, now let's turn this into a popular song.
Yeah, it's a really popular song now. Everyone loves it. It's
surprising. But I'm not playing that. I'm playing Change Your Mind, and then For Reasons Unknown. But up first is Change Your Mind.
We'll be right back.
touching my face. I look a little